I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and I am excited to talk to my good friend Herb Alpert this morning, a musician, record producer, executive, artist, philanthropist. You are the definition of a Renaissance man. Just somebody who's got a little bit going on with everything, and I think the thing that's the most impressive is just enjoying all of it. You know, living your best life, kind of. I like it.
Well, yeah, I'm a right brain guy. I paint, I sculpt, I make music, and I spend about 85% of my time in the right side of my head. I'm doing what I love to do.
I think that's a good place to be. Well, we want to talk today about some of that philanthropy you're doing and your support of the arts. I just think it's really commendable. When you started the Herb Alpert Awards, it gave you the opportunity to honor people from a number of disciplines. What are some of your thoughts about what you've been able to accomplish?
Well, it's pretty exciting. I mean, it's, I get great feedback from all the artists, and it's something that I have to do. I mean, you know my story. I was 8 years old in my grammar school when I was given this opportunity in a music class where they had a table filled with instruments, and I happened to pick up the trumpet. Couldn't make a sound out of it, but when I finally did, the trumpet was talking for me. It was saying things I couldn't get out of my mouth because I'm basically an introvert. And this trumpet was talking for me. So, I don't know, it just feels like the right thing to do for kids. I think especially for, young kids need to have that type of experience at an early age, and I'm involved in that.
Yeah, you just want to see young people experience that same feeling that you felt.
I think that if they rub elbows with something creative, they don't have to play music, they could dance, they could write, they could, write poetry or act or sculpt, paint, it doesn't really matter. If they get their creativity juices flowing and they start feeling good about themselves, they might be able to appreciate what they're able to do. And if they can do that, maybe they'll appreciate the uniqueness in others. And I think that would be a big win. And on top of it all, it flows over into the academics. They don't have to be professionals, but it's that experience that I think is crucially important.
It's true. We were so fortunate to have music programs in our schools. I mean, I remember learning about Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms in elementary school and really being exposed to a lot of things I might not have been exposed to if we didn't have that. So you think about the fact that this kind of training is not really available widely in most school programs today. Anything that you can do to support the arts can help to bring that joy and that knowledge back into the lives of young people.
I think it's very important. I love the mystery of art. I mean, you can't really put your finger on, if you hear a great song, what you like about it. If you hear a great solo, what you like. It's just, it's otherworldly, it's something that you can't really identify. And I think that's what's so beautiful about it.
It's true. And when you look at taking it a step further, as you said, not everybody is going to be a musician or even a painter or a sculptor. I mean, it just can enhance their life to be exposed to the arts. But there are people who are really talented, creative people. And I think that emerging artists are some of the most important ones to support. And this is really what you've been doing, helping these people not only to get exposure, but to get some of the cash that they need to be able to continue to grow in their art. And that certainly, I think, is a worthwhile thing that you're doing there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, the artists that we support in the Alpert Awards, they're mid-career artists that need a little bit of encouragement, let's say. And those are usually the artists that they travel the road less traveled. Those are artists that appeal to me, the ones that are just trying to do their own thing. And it's those are the Miles Davis and Charlie Parkers and the Bachs and the Beethovens and all those artists that were just creative and expressing their own feelings. And whether you liked it, great. If you liked it, great. If you didn't like it, it was still great.
I think that, you know, just the acknowledgement means so very much. And to be put on a platform where people get a chance to be exposed to what it is that you're doing, that's got to mean a lot, especially to people who you said like are mid-career artists who've been working at this for a while. They're professional at what they do and might just need that little push to just get over the hump.
That's what they need. And of course, we all need timing in our favor. You know, you have to be at the right place at the right time, but
that's
be prepared. And if you're prepared and that door opens for you, walk through it. But timing plays a big part in the success of a lot of artists.
When you go back to New York and you get a chance to go up to the Harlem School of the Arts, which you really helped to save back in 2010, how do you feel about what's been going on there? And just to see the excitement about the ability to create and to learn more about the art that you're interested in?
Well, just walking through the facility there on a Saturday and seeing all the place just filled with kids doing dancing and studying and taking private lessons. I mean, it is just a chill bump.
Well, listen, we're glad that you're doing it all and on such a high level and that you continue to support the arts and to help keep the future of music and the arts alive. So very important. You're doing your part, Herb, and
yeah.
It's appreciated.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Pat.